There's a reason Ragazzi's has been voted locally for best Italian fare. They keep their patrons well fed and hydrated. After all, Ragazzi's is home of the frozen fish bowl on special for five singles from 3 to 6. Or come in early for the nurse's happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m. and check out their newly opened patio. Stop in for Ragazzi's nationally recognized pizza or award-winning toasted ravioli and leave with a full belly and a smiling face. I guarantee you'll be coming back for more. Ragazzi's on the Hill at 4945 Daggett.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour. Tease Farm, the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Just tweeted a picture of all of us with Kelly Chase, Jerry, and Wyatt Nelson. And it was probably one of my favorite segments in the history of the show.
I can't remember enjoying myself during a segment more than that. I mean, it's just at so many levels. And Chase and the Blues putting it together, a remarkable thing. It's, the feedback I'm getting is that... just people are really touched by these guys' story.
What a great trip for them to be way up there in Saskatoon, and hockey is their passion, and never really get to see a playoff game. We take it for granted. We live 15 or 20 minutes from the Scott Trade Center. We go all the time. Take it for granted like it's nothing. And here's people who are born and raised on the sport. You know, it consumes them. It's all they want to do is listen to it, play, talk about it. And get a chance, courtesy of the St. Louis Blues.
If you missed anything, it'll be up there on InsideSTL.com. It'll be on the podcast. It's one of those that I would highly recommend. Guys, that one segment with Jerry and Wyatt just made up for the decade of crappy shows you've done. Seriously, though, great interview, and Kelly Chase is an incredible man. Doug, you blow. Thanks.
That's 314. Oh, nice that he got that in there.
Right at the end. Sometimes you just got to sneak
in. We got to keep it real.
And then the fact that... I mean, they go to the Blades games together, the father and the son helping the father, you know, understand what's going on. And then for them to experience all this together, I mean, just wonderful. And then he's going to get to go on the air with Curbs.
Yeah. I would fully expect the Blues to score while he's doing the play-by-play. That would kind of complete complete the whole thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm listening. Like, usually I'll watch it on my phone during the Cardinal games, but tonight I'm going to be listening.
Yeah, I got to put a little reminder in my phone to make sure that I'm listening. I cannot wait for that. You can see the picture up on Twitter. I'll put it on the fan page as well. I believe the Plow Shark and Sea Monster were videoing the whole thing as well. So we'll probably put that video up on InsideSTL.com. Just an incredible thing. And again, for those of you just joining us, I would recommend the videos the NHL put out a couple weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, and then the video that just was posted yesterday by the St. Louis Blues, and you get the history there. But just the quick background for those of you just joining us, Jerry, the father, lost his eyesight because of diabetes in 1988, so here's his 12-year-old son. They go to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan Blades games together. Jerry can't see, so he sits there with his son, and Wyatt calls the game for him at 12 years old. And so the NHL became aware of this and filmed them during one of the Blades games. And then after the game, unbeknownst to them, they walk into the locker room, and it's just Jerry and his son, Wyatt, and the Stanley Cup. And the emotion overcomes the father, as he said he would never want to see/touch the Stanley Cup without his son. And through all that he has been through, and through Wyatt being there with him, they get to share that moment together. Understandably, it takes off when people see that video and the power of it. And once the Blues beat the Stars, Kelly Chase, along with numerous members of the organization, wanted to make it happen for them to come down and see their first Stanley Cup playoff game together. And in Wyatt's case, since he's been calling games for his father, get a chance to call part of the first period of tonight's game two between the Blues and Sharks.
Amazingly poised, that young man, Wyatt. Amazingly.
Before the interview, I apologized for our weather. I'm sure they thought they were coming down here to 75, 80-degree weather, and it's cold and drizzly, and I apologized for it. And I asked Jerry how cold it got up where he was, and he said, damn cold.
All right.
Minus 40 they have in the winter.
They're a hardy, they're minus a hardy 40. Bunch. They're a hardy bunch. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful thing. Yeah. You know, you can't help but feel good after you look at that video and think about what it's going to be like for Jerry tonight.
I mean, just like today. I mean, you know, from here, they're heading down to the Scott Trade Center. And, you know, Wyatt expressed his enthusiasm to meet Elliot Petrangelo. And he's going to get a chance to meet all of these guys up close. I bet some of the Blues are going to be just as excited to meet them as those guys will be to meet the Blues.
Kind of sounds like a movie. Maybe a Hallmark Channel movie. And maybe Wyatt will meet a girlfriend there tonight at the game. That would kind of complete it if it's a Hallmark movie.
Gotta like be a love thinking,
interest.
Doug.
Gotta be a love interest there at the end.
Doug's trying to make some money out of this.
Yeah, there's Billy. He's got to be thinking. And then Wyatt will be up in the booth with Chris Kerber tonight, and they'll get to experience the Blues playoff game this season. I wouldn't mind trying to get them on tomorrow, just a phone call to see what they think of it when it's all done. So, where the Seamaster is.
And good job by the Blues to make this all happen. And Kelly Chase.
Yep.
I didn't want to say anything, but. We're all a little terrified of Chase because sometimes he mistreats us.
He'll threaten to beat us up.
Right.
But he's a good man.
Seamaster, we were just talking. It'd be great to see if we could get them on tomorrow morning to see what they think of their experience tonight. Phone call, I'm not expecting by any means them to fly in or anything like that. But let's see if we can make that happen because I would love to hear what the experience will be like for Wyatt and Jerry this evening. Just a damn cool thing. I mean, you can be a kid growing up in St. Louis and you get to go to your first playoff game, and if it's on. You know, Western Conference Final. Mm-hmm. You know, Anna Marie was telling me she fell in love with hockey, just so happened to go to the last time the Blues actually won a Western Conference Final game, which I believe had been Game 3 against that Avalanche team. Scott Young, I think, was a double overtime winner against the Avalanche. Patrick Waugh, Bork, Forsberg, Sakic, although Forsberg didn't play in the series. And she's just like, when you ask what's your favorite sports moment, that to me, for her, is it. Because of the energy and the enthusiasm in the building. It is nonstop with NHL Stanley Cup playoff action and the intensity in every moment. It's, you know, I mean, listen, I love the NFL. I love college football. And obviously in St. Louis, you love Major League Baseball. But there's a certain pace to that that allows for a, and then you exhale. With NHL Stanley Cup playoff action, until there's a whistle, it's on, and it is on intensely for about 3 hours, with the exception of the intermissions and the occasional whistles, and you're on the edge of your seat. And to experience that in the building is something that makes it a true love for so many people once they get that. So for these guys to have their first Stanley Cup playoff game be a game two of a Western Conference Final in St. Louis with a guy that, in the case of Jerry, he watched growing up, taking him in to meet the St. Louis Blues and to have his son call a game. And in the case of Jerry Nelson, it couldn't be more perfect and poetic.
I don't, I mean, it sounds silly, but I'm almost as excited to hear Wyatt's call as for the game tonight.
Yeah. And as Leafs fans, they have suffered even longer than the Blues fans have between Stanley Cup championships. I mean, they haven't won since the early 60s, right? It's been forever since they won. So maybe the Blues can step up and be their adopted team and win one for them tonight.
Awesome. Just an awesome thing.
Really is. Tease Farm is the sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. They are the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We'll have our email of the day coming up in a matter of moments. Blues and Sharks, game two tonight. God, how sweet would it be if Wyatt and Jerry can see a win and the Blues go up 2-0 in this series. It would be super sweet. I expect, and maybe it's just like an understanding, so perhaps the expectation's too high that the Blues are going to play a much better game. It's a weird thing to say considering they won a Western Conference Final game, and you're like, yeah, well, they're going to play much better on Tuesday. I would think maybe the Sharks will have something up their sleeve as well. I think you're going to see a better game tonight, but maybe I'm building it up and it'll wind up being like a 5-0 game. I would be surprised, though.
Yeah, as long as it's close, it's highly entertaining. If it's poorly played or well played, it doesn't seem to matter as long as it's close.
I'm watching those games at home on my couch, and I feel like I need a defibrillator because you feel like it's so intense that you feel like you might have a heart attack at any time.
Well, that may be taking it to the extreme. I don't know that my heart's going to give out.
My heart races in those final seconds, Blues up by a goal, those final seconds that seem to take 2 hours. Yeah, I get into it.
Huh.
Hey, Doug, how's your playoff bush coming in? Thanks, the Russian Rocket.
Got right back to the show, didn't we? Russian Rocket, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the handsome Ragazzi's leather-bound suspension log eel, even as we speak, and I don't suppose it felt very good.
Timmy, why it looks like a young Jordan Spieth, yeah? Great seg.
Maybe a
Doug's
little bit.
Cute. Sincerely, Barry Larkin.
Red short stuff.
There goes Chaser. There goes Wyatt. There goes Jerry. Yep. The whole family.
Off to practice.
Off to the skate. Skate, boy, skate.
I think you're right. I think the players are going to be excited to meet these guys.
Once they saw that video, because so many of them can relate. You know, that's the thing. And that's the thing that makes, you know, don't get me wrong. I keep, you know, picturing it, and if it'll happen this year, I have no idea. I mean, to think that, you know, that moment could take place at the Scott Trade Center of seeing the Blues with a Stanley Cup. I mean, that's something, of course, that has never happened. But the reverence that so many people, in particular in small towns in Canada, where Chase is coming from, Porcupine Plains, Saskatchewan, have the reverence for the Stanley Cup, you know, it's everything. And so for a father and son, especially a father who's lost his eyesight, to be able to experience that together and to experience a playoff game together, you know, it just doesn't really get much better than that. It just doesn't. So tip of the cap. Tip of the cap to the Blues, tip of the cap to the Nelsons, and, of course, a tip of the cap to Kelly Chase. Hey, Doug, can I blindfold you and do play-by-play as I prop you up on the baby-changing station?
Who, Tim, who?
Mitch Cumstein?
The guy we just talked to. No, that was the mix of sex.
The name Mitch is a thing that's confusing. Yeah.
Cumstein, different guy. I don't know how many Mitches there are.
Six.
He's been suspended.
That Russian Rocket, though, is new, isn't he?
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Russian Rocket.
Mitch Cumstein's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name went into the Ragazzi's suspension log. Hey, you know what tonight is? Fried chicken night. All you can eat. All you can eat fried chicken at Ragazzi's.
Over the past 41 years, there's been one constant the consumers have counted on, and that's Audio Express, and they will continue to be at the forefront of all new technology for every type of vehicle. That's why your friends at Audio Express are offering their best price ever in a combination backup camera system packaged with their top-selling remote start system, all for just $299, including professional installation. Back your car, truck, or SUV up with confidence and never get it in a freezing cold car or burning hot truck again with their lifetime warranted remote start system, only at Audio Express. Fellas, you think tomorrow maybe we can get back into this pudding talk? I have some hot takes that need airing. Thanks.
We might have a minute or two if you have a hot pudding take right now.
We just did a great segment with these folks, and then our listeners bring us right back to reality.
No, it's not our fault. It's theirs.
Right.
We would like to have a nice, respectable show. The listeners won't put up with it.
Guys, it's too bad that Cucky the Dwarf is not out front right now.
No, it's a good thing.
It would have been hard to explain.
Doug, I got good news for you. Salt and Smoke has arrived with treats.
Oh, no fooling.
I think Tom is out in the lobby, as a matter of fact. Tom from Salt and Smoke.
Oh, that's right. I did see him.
We also had the Channel 5 news crew here. It's ironic at a station where there was supposed to be a big news conference many years
It's true.
Ago, no camera showed up for it. Irony.
Doug, in its purest form.
Well, it appears that to be the case.
Wow. We didn't get many emails today because our listeners may have felt somewhat guilty writing in something vile after a segment like this. Now, noticeably, the texters, they were fine.
They keep firing away. They probably weren't listening.
Any Tony Danza pictures?
I don't see any. But we'll see what we got. It is time for our email of the day.
Maybe we need more heartwarming stories to kind of get our listeners to behave a little better.
Oh.
We couldn't handle it anyway.
Two Bud Bash tickets for the Cardinal game tonight. Fans have a chance to win access to the VIP Bud Bash and the Budweiser Bowtie Bar. VIP event starts 2 hours before the game. Joe Roderick just texted me. I was on my way to the gym making a U-turn now that Salt and Smoke is there.
Not surprising, yeah. Mm. Driving 85 mile an hour through the streets, running red lights, going on the shoulder to avoid traffic jams, anything to get a piece of free food.
Now, hold on a sec. Where'd the sea monster go? Sea monster.
He's eating.
He's probably eating. Plow shark, where's smoke. The...
Everyone's gone eating.
I think they're cutting those award-winning Tom Schmidt commercials.
No. Sea monster just texted me. Hoffman says Frank has the boobs lady from behind the opponent's bench on the Hollywood Casino press box today. And she's promoting breast cancer awareness seriously. Huh.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So we'll have that.
Everything going the Blues direction. It's all coming together this year.
Cucky the Dwarf, TMA We Are One edition. This email is sponsored by MaxiPads. When you are bleeding blue and have a really, really heavy flow, reach for a Maxi.
Okay, that's enough, Cucky. Who was it?
You just said us.
Cucky the Dwarf, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days.
I think
he
gets back on track. If you can maybe, if you find anything else, I'll stop.
Sorry, I lost my pencil. This is now in pen, Tim. He has been suspended. He has been suspended a period of 2 days.
Why don't you get
time.
Back to it, Tim?
No problem. What a day, boys. Having two sons of my own and a beautiful stepfather, the interview with Wyatt and Jerry was just what the doctor ordered. Times like these remind me to count my blessings. We're so very lucky. And tonight we shall witness our fair city coming together to forge a blue alliance that can never be broken. We are one body, one soul. We can unite and show the world what true solidarity looks like. Unless we lose, then I'm going to headbutt my stepdad in the sternum? That's from Cucky, the hashtag blessed dwarf.
Oh. Who was that French soccer player that headbutted a guy in the sternum in the World Cup?
Oh, Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah.
Francois Mitterrand.
That kind of thing.
Wasn't he a prime minister? Doug, I have a rash and I itch all over. You said I wouldn't. Dr. Woody Bender.
Dr. Woody Bender.
Fellas, no ass play on this email today. Just want to take time to say how awesome the Blues organization is and how great Kelly Chase is. Class act, what you are doing for this father and son. This shows how much sports affect our lives well beyond the ice. Awesome work. The story has brought tears to my eyes. Go take care of business tonight, Blues. Do it for Wyatt and his dad. Go Blues, the SEMO alum.
SEMO alum.
Howdy, do my ears deceive me or did Big Al ring a hot take bell while he was shaving? What a great idea. Everyone should keep a bell in the bathroom to start the day off, right? I have new track two razor blades. No more using the wife's Lady Bic. Ding. I'm feeling saucy today. I think I'll squeeze the toothpaste from the middle instead of the bottom. Ding, ding. I'll be darned. The kids must have listened to me and washed the dog outside instead of using my shower again. My drain isn't clogged with Siberian husky hair. Ding, ding, ding. It's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Okay. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
What do I believe in? Well, I believe in McKernan. Doug's butt. Doug's nipples. The small of Doug's back, the cat's shoulder hair, freeing dotum. The tribbing really does occur. I believe that the emails of Misty Plops and Madhu Bowles at Hanks are absolutely hilarious. I believe that Bobby Vestal acted alone. I believe that there should be a constitutional amendment outlawing flat-billed caps and people who post, we're going to bring that back on the fan page. I believe that pro wrestling is real, that Timberfake will indeed fight again, that Mike Lee is legitimately more talented than three-quarters of the listenership of this show, and I believe in long, slow, deep, wet kisses with Doug that last 3 days. That comes from...
Leggy Blonde.
A tool belt for Daddy.
Tool belt for Daddy. Daddy.
Very moving.
He's new.
P.S. What's with all the molecule stuff? Hey, boys. Well, I haven't been this nervous since my wife was diagnosed with the cancer 13 years ago.
Lord.
I go to bed thinking about the email of the day. I wake up thinking about the email of the day. I have updated my will in case this thing gets the best of me. That said, it brought a tear to my eye when I watched the video of Wyatt and his father and the happiness that they felt when they got the call from the Blues. I'm so glad that the Rams went to L.A. so we can highlight two pro franchises that currently reside in St. Louis. They emulate class and prove that you can have a successful product, even though we were just the worst city on the planet, according to a report filed by Kroenke and Demoff in their exit plan. I will not miss those losers. Owners everywhere can take notes on DeWitt and Stillman and how they do business. On another note, my 16-year-old son is going to the game with a friend, and I won't be there with him, but I already explained and showed him lesbianism, so get after it, Mitch the Sex Kitten. LGBT, Steve Wildwood, leader in the clubhouse.
Steve in Wildwood.
Well, guys, you buried the lead once again. The best part of Larry Nickel being at the golf tournament was his arrival. Up rolled a Laclede cab van, and everyone immediately knew who was in there. An anxious crowd quickly gathered around the cab. After about 2 minutes, we could see him discussing something with the cab driver, and like a star in a limo on Hollywood Boulevard, Larry rolled the window down just barely, maybe half an inch. He was saying something, but no one could quite make out the words. Like a man drowning at sea, nervously asking for a life preserver, he finally shouted out, "Someone go get Tim." Apparently, Larry had no form of payment and was being held hostage until the debt was settled. The best part may have been when Timberfake said, "Shoot, I ain't got no money. My day's on McKernan, dog," as he looked around to make sure Tim wasn't within earshot. Thanks. Matt. Who bowls at Hanks?
Matt, who bowls at Hanks?
Let's see, Doug, some of these are long, and I'm trying to... get to the... I'm just going to make sure we don't take Frank's time today. They're just too long. They were too long.
I think we had some good ones. So I'm going to go. I'm going to shout out Cucky, Tool Belt for Daddy, Stephen Wildwood, very good. But I have to go with the one that made me laugh, and that's Matt Who Bowls at Hanks.
I enjoyed a fellow by the name of Pullman, Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
I'm going with Matt Who Bowls at Hanks. And he has won two Bud Bash tickets for the Cardinal game tonight. Matt Who Bowls at Hanks, congratulations. You have just shipped the email of the day. And now I believe three wins for Matt Who Bowls at Hanks. So he is nipping at the heels of Stephen Wildwood, Doug. That is unbelievable. And I'm telling you now, you're starting to look at Cucky and you're starting to look at Misty and going, maybe this just isn't their month. Maybe they're the Blackhawks. Maybe they're the Kings. Maybe they're the Ducks. Maybe they're not going to get past this first round.
I don't think about it that much, Tim. I just listen to the emails you read and vote. Okay.
Usually voting correctly.
Well, I vote
for the non-winner.
Right. I have to stand for discipline.
Frank is up next. He does a real radio show. It is the Hollywood Casino Press Box, and this is the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and his legitimate radio program. And I guess coming up on the show, he has the woman who has the breasts right on display behind the visiting bench.
Oh, be darned. That's
and
a tough
it's for
interview
breast,
to get.
Breast cancer awareness. So there's actually a serious message behind it.
Okay.
Good to see Frank starting to recognize the offense that can get you into the end zone and playing the system. Well, guess we'll have the woman with the breasts on. All right, Frank's up next. The Hollywood Casino Press Box. The Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff. That new Lion's Choice right there on Manchester and Rock Hill. Looks beautiful. Looks like a palace is what it does. Frank's up next. For Peyton. For the Sea Monster, for the Plow Shark, for my brother Kevin, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Wyatt and Jerry Nelson, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.